Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you gotta listen to Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
You're listening to thefreenetwork.com.
Hello, bitches. Chris 200 here. Audio on demand today is, I believe, the 16th of January, 2007. Welcome aboard to the cast here. We are about to get on the interstate here, and I've got a bad mic cable. So if I cut out, you know what's going on. Get back to where you belong. How do you do that? Hey, Zilla, how you doing? Thanks for the email. I really appreciate it. Apple, you pissed me off. I don't know. Okay, you you can definitely tell I have a microphone problem. I have a microphone problem here. So, we'll see how long we'll last. There we go. Okay, just as long as nobody moves, we'll be fine. Apple, you suck today. I don't know what the hell. God damn it! Some sort of, And this is what you get for buying cheap-ass cables. Yeah. Back to what I was talking about before, with Apple and that, the iPod, or the iTunes, I'm not sure which one was the culprit, was causing me all kinds of fits, I don't know how long it's going to last. It's really pissing me off. Let's try that. That seems to work. All right. Well, it happened at least two times, maybe three. Wiped out all my podcasts. It says it can't save the whatever library file. For whatever reason, I don't know. The directory shows that it has some README directories in there. Or read-only directories out there. And anyway. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Some README directories out there. I don't know if that was a problem. I tried to change the directories to read and write. And, it comes back read-only again. I'm fucking late. Yeah. So, iTunes, really pissed me off. My network connection really pissed me off. That one's for you, Zilla. I don't know what it was. I got the new iTunes loaded this morning. Because I was trying to burn a DVD last night, a DVD, and it was still working on it this morning, so I said, fuck you, and rebooted the computer, which made everything better. I don't know if I've got a hacker out there or what's going on, but I got that... I think I got that put back together this morning. It took a lot longer than I expected. The iTunes download wouldn't download completely. Last night, this morning, it tried to install. It said it didn't have something in it, so I had to download it again. One thing about the iTunes server there, it's very snappy. I'll say that. It's very snappy. So, when it does work, it comes down very fast. I don't know if that's because it's the same server that they're using for their music or what, but very snappy. I was out of gas. I got some gas this morning. 288 miles on 13-some gallons, so my mileage has varied a little bit. I did a little bit more driving around in town last week, so there you go. Usually it's about 12 gallons and 300 miles, which gets me right around, what is that? I think it's like 25 miles to the gallon. Not bad. Did I tell you about my steering wheel last week? I thought for sure I was a goner. Stopped in at a gas station. My guess is it gulped some air into the power steering system somehow. But yeah, I pulled out of this gas station and the steering wheel started jerking all over the place. I mean, it would just take off, go one way, go the other way, whatever, whatever. I think it was air. I don't know how it got in there exactly, but it did work itself out, and I'm able to drive this thing again without an $800 bill. Thank you very much.
Oh, good for you. Oh, you beat him, Ben. Don McCain's turn in New Hampshire.
Always in fashion of the cold fun. Don't fall in love.
Oh, man, there's your Get Stuck in Your Head song of the morning. Barry Manilow.
Somebody should do that at Idol.
Holy cow, they would. That song? I'm sure they probably have.
I'm sure they...
American Idol was on last night. Ho-hum. That's all I can say about that. This season will be kind of exciting, I guess, for us. The same time, I think it was just after, you know, American Idol, they put their thing on a tour, put their, I don't know what it is, top eight or whatever or so, on tour and sing their cheesy cover songs. And, went to that. You can go back to August cast. Somewhere in August I may talk about that. And about that same time, I think it was slightly after that, they came to Omaha for auditions at the same venue. So, sounds interesting, I guess, you know. Might have some Omaha people involved there. Some folks I may or may not know. I probably won't know them. I don't know a whole lot of people in town. But, anyway, I know one individual that didn't make the cut. I don't know if she got an audition or not, but it's kind of too bad. I thought she's pretty good. Anyway, she's kind of a different bird, if you know what I mean. Manzella. Too hip to respond to me on the MySpaces. Fuck. I need less shit like that in my life, I'll tell you that right now. Shit like that on my life. Oh, this is a good thing. Hey, here's a little plug. If you, wonder where the fuck that thing went. There it is. If you are into, let me back up. If you have a Lowe's in your area, go check them out. And if you're in need of a light fixture, this is not an advertisement by any means, but I did find a good deal on a light fixture at Lowe's, so go check them out. $140 light fixture for a mere $35. Tax and title are not included in that price. So, there you go. Hey, I don't know if I did this already, but hey, Zilla, thanks for checking in. You are like 1/7 of the listeners of the Audio On Demand cast here. So, hey, whatever you say goes, man. We are happy, happy today. We are so goddamn happy. There you go. Working on my 20-ounce coffee here. Like I said, I had to get some gas this morning and a sticky bun or whatever. And I also had to get some goddamn air in my tire. I don't want to go there. Working for a rubber company is, I don't know. They're shysters. So, Sure, I'm glad I got that goddamn thing up there last night. It about fell off the ladder several times. The, bought the light fixture at about 9 o'clock last night. I said, hell, I'm gonna throw that bitch up there. So, got out the ladder that's, you know, about 3 steps too short, standing on top of that fucker, and trying to get all this shit up there and got it all up there, wired up and plugged in and turned on, tuned out, whatever, whatever. Goddamn thing works. I think you got to be a goddamn marsupial or something to put the damn globes on or something like that, because my big fucking man hands barely fit in the globes, and then trying to turn a damn nut on these globes was just, you know, ridiculous. It was a pain in the ass, but anyway, it's a nickel finish, and everything I got in that room is brass, so fuck it. It's better light, though. It's better light than what we had. Whoever the architect, designer, whatever, should be shot for putting those fixtures in there. To begin with, I have another fixture in my bathroom just like it, which I want to shoot. There you go. That song there, always something there to remind me. Yeah, always reminded me of some psycho bitch. Whatever. I wish I could play more music on this goddamn thing. I really, 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 really need a DC and or a USB powered mixer for the car. Why is this fucker pulling so much? So, if anybody's got something like that that wants to get rid of it, I'll pay you the shipping for it. If you got something like that, all I need is two channels, preferably two stereo channels, which means there's four channels, but or just three channels. Hell, I don't care. I haven't looked lately, but Behringer usually has a pretty good deal on something like that out there on the internets. But I don't know how it works on DC, if you can run it on DC, if you can run it off a USB port to power it. I don't know. Really don't know. Like I have said in the past, I've got quite a deal here for a setup in the car, and that's how I do my casting most of the time, is in the car, folks. Oh gosh, you know what, Pete's babe, gotta say I love you. That's all I can say. Yeah, now the wife's gonna find that. She thinks I'm having an online affair. Oh God, too many Lifetime fucking movies running around that head. I'll tell you that right now. Why the fuck would I want to have to deal with another woman? I've got in my hands full with one. And I'm too goddamn stupid to be able to trick two of them at once. I can't even do it with one. So I don't even bother trying to trick anybody. It keeps the nervousness down, if you know what I mean. So, whatever. So, Pete's babe. Yeah. What are you doing talking to a woman online? See, yeah, but it's not like I'm putting my USB plug in her USB jack or something like that, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. Yeah, internet, yeah, internet, relationships. You gotta be half-baked to think something like that'll work out, because one, you're fucking nuts, two, the other person on the other side is fucking nuts, and it's not good. That's all I gotta say about that. Marina, love the show. I love lard. I am lard. Zilla, I love the show in the shower. Do it again. That's all I say. Do it again, okay? God damn it. I want to see your rubber ducky, though. I want to see a yellow fucking plastic duck, okay? I'm not trying to insinuate anything there. I just want to see a yellow duck in the shower. Go get one at a dollar store. They're like a buck. Maybe three at Swanky Old Navy if you still shop there. I'm too fat to shop there. Two, and I'm not that goddamn hip anymore. Are you hip? No, I'm not hip. Well, it's 7:26 here on the road, and it is brightening up. I am fucking late to work, but you know what? I don't really give a goddamn. I really don't give a goddamn. That's what I have to say about that. Why is this asshole ahead of me? Slowing down. Oh, let's fucking slow down! Jesus Christ! Let's slow the fuck down! Fucking assholes behind me are fucking going too fast! Drive this bitch in the fucking median. Median yet. That's what I'll fucking do. Boy, I've been swearing a lot today, haven't I? Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. There you go. So, yeah, I was streaming some content. I think I got a whole one listener. Yeah, one listener checking in over about a 24-hour period. Yeah, maybe it was 48. I don't know. The goddamn server or something keeps crashing on me. I don't know what it is. Something keeps crashing on me. Streaming's over, unless I use Ustream, and that'll just suck the fucking bandwidth right out of the walls. Not gonna do that. Not gonna do that. So, on my list this morning, get a goddamn new cable for my road rig. And or fix this son of a bitch. I wonder if I got a screwdriver at work. I probably don't. No, that one won't work either. If you're looking for a gift for someone, this is my suggestion. You know, you can go to these buyout places, these dollar stores, these cheap-ass places, and they have, you know, these bins of shit for like a dollar. Don't get this thing there, because those things are shit, okay? They'll spin on you. They just won't work, okay? I've got some of them. I don't know if I've thrown them out. I probably have. Go to, like, a good store like, go to Walmart and get this shit. No, go to a good store. A store that sells good stuff, you know, name brand stuff, Stanley or whatever, and buy your loved one or, person that you are going to give a gift. Get them a set of those damn mini screwdrivers. I'll tell you what, those things are the handiest goddamn things ever. You can't have enough of those, okay? That's all I gotta say. And buy yourself one, too. They're not that damn expensive. And if you're like me, you're always taking shit apart, like remote control cars, electronic equipment, vibrators, whatever. Those have these little goddamn screws that fall on the floor and then you can never find them. Yeah, you need a screwdriver to take those screws out so you can't find them, okay? Then you can get into that inside of that thing and see what's not right and then fucking lose pieces and then, you know, end up throwing the whole shit away. But you had some fun when you had those screwdrivers, so get yourself some of those screwdrivers. Get your loved one. Get the whole damn family some screwdrivers. Go over to Lowe's. Go over to the shelf. Pull the whole damn stack off the damn little pegboard and put it in your basket or your cart. Buy them all. And buy some good ones. You know, like Stanley or fucking Craftsman or something like that. Buy a bunch of those damn screwdrivers. You never have enough of those. That's what I always think. You never have enough of those goddamn things. Arr. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's see what we got on the old crash cam here. Music playlist audio. Oh, some bitch. Oh, good. Let's see what this says. Rewind. And stop. And back. And very good. Only two podcasts over the evening came in. One by Dipshit Curry and Keith and the Girl. To tell you the truth, Keith and the Girl is kind of, I don't know. Kind of getting on me a little bit. I don't understand it. Just not tripping my trigger anymore, you know? But then again, you know, for the last 4 weeks or so, I really haven't had a chance to listen to it, and all the problems I've had to listen to some episodes over again, or, you know, didn't realize I've listened to them, and then halfway through, I'm like, fuck, I've listened to this shit before. So, anyway, there you go. 7:37 in the, 7:33, actually. Car time, 7:37. Set your clocks 4 minutes ahead so you're never late. Going by. Okay, yeah, the economy's going to shit. Well, okay, you know, I really don't give a shit about the economy other than my own goddamn personal economy. My personal economy's been to shit for about 4 years, so, fuck you people. Okay? Goddamn inflation last year on wholesale goods, 6%. You know what I got for a fucking raise? Jack fucking squat! Okay? You know what I got the year before? Jack fucking squat! So, yeah, we'll talk economics. We can talk economics. You know how many interviews I've been on in the last 3 years? Probably at least 12. You know what I got out of those interviews? Jack fucking squat! Just thought I'd let you know about that. That was kind of a silent one there, Zilla. I hope you like that Jack fucking squat stuff. That's pretty cool. I can't wait to see the form on that one when I plug it in. All right, now we are getting off the interstate here. We are at the Waverly exit. I don't know what fucking exit number this. Who really gives a shit? I'm gonna start throwing shit out of this damn car window. Got way too much stuff in here. I don't wear a coat. Because I'm a fat bastard, and you know what? Downfilled coat. Hell, I'm half down the way it is, man. I'm down, brother. I'm down. They're predicting a snow, whatever, to come through. My bets it ain't gonna do jack fucking squat! Okay? I don't think it's gonna snow. Two to three inches overnight. Maybe starting tomorrow or today, this evening. Today's Wednesday, by the way, the 16th of January 2007. Welcome to AOD. Where's that sumbitch from? Let's see where that car is from, okay? Nice thing about Nebraska, we like to know where people are from. That motherfucker is from Mexington, Nebraska. Probably some damn college kid or something. No, actually Lexington. I got my consonants mixed up there. If you're from Nebraska, you know what I mean. That place has been overrun by those folks. Don't have anything against those folks. But there's a lot of them out there, okay? Got to have a lot of folks to put that meat, that cheap-ass, crappy, sinewy meat into those vacuumed, nitrogen-filled packages at your local fucking super Walmart so you can buy that shit and say, God, this stuff sucks. Okay? Charge you fucking way too much for it. I don't know where the hell they get those cattle. Fuck, they're probably from... Who knows? They're probably out. Some sinewy shit from out west or something. I don't know. Better slow down. That building's looking awfully nice there, Telex. I'll just tell you that. Fuck you, Telex. Probably know more about electronics than your engineers do. Piss off. You know, I fulfilled the prophecy of my 12th grade calculus teacher, okay? Now, I don't know what happened to some of the dumbasses that were in that class, okay? I don't know what happened to some of you dumbasses. Some of you guys are doing all right, but some of you dumbasses out there didn't go on to college, you didn't do shit with your lives. I don't know what the hell you're doing, working for fucking $8 an hour somewhere. I mean, come on, man. It's 2000 fucking 8, man. You were fucking doing magic and calculus, kicking my ass, and you didn't amount to shit. But, yeah, the prophecy or the thing he always said in calculus, this guy was kind of a character. He said, you want to learn this stuff because you don't want to have a job that requires the line. Do you want fries with that? No, you don't want a job like that. And the other thing is you want to work in a controlled environment. Yes. Then I had another math teacher. The city has never had a sick day in 30 years. Which, I think the motherfucker is alien or something. He kind of looks alien. But, yeah, he said, well, yeah, I could go work on the railroad or drive a truck if I wanted to, but, you know, you can always go back, but you can't go forward without this type of education. Well, fuck. Why in the hell would you want to do that? Fuck everything all up. Tell you what, I've thought about it. I'm still thinking about it. I'm thinking about starting my own business. Problem is goddamn funding. Goddamn funding and the goddamn asshole public, you know, dealing with the asshole public. Dealing with fucking high school scum running your business in the ground. You know, I thought about opening up a barbecue restaurant, you know, kind of a different type of restaurant. Not really a restaurant per se, but you know, kind of a catering type of business, kind of a drive-through type, a drive-up type of place. You may not stay there, and you know, it's kind of like these drive-up coffee shops, you know. But here you'd get your food, you know. Get yourself a little potato salad, some coleslaw, some goddamn greasy ribs. Always thought that would be kind of cool. Good. What time is it? 20 till. Hey, don't spin on my car, fuck nut. Hey, I got another deal for you. I got a hell of a deal. Why is this damn thing not very loud? I got a hell of a deal on a razor. Not a phone, no. I'm gonna shave your balls with. Over at the Targets the other day, and I still don't like that loud. I love going into Target. I love going into Lowe's. I love going into Walmart and checking out their clearance stuff, you know, because I'm kind of a cheap bastard. I'm kind of a poor bastard. And, green light go. And, I love checking that stuff out, and I found at Target, go to your local Target and look for this. They had on clearance, it must have been some sort of a Christmas item that didn't do shit, but it was a little iPod speaker thing with some razors, with the razor inside, okay? Now, it was, I think, $5, $6, something like that. And it was a titanium, mock titanium something. It's got like 18 fucking blades on it, okay? Yeah, for $6 you got the razor, the handle, and 6 blade cartridges. Go price those out singly, and you're going to be paying, you know, at least $8 for the damn blades, you know? And then the razor and that's probably another $10 or, you know, 5 or 6 or something like that. So go out there, check out those clearance aisles and see if you can find that thing and, you know, buy a couple of them. Give one to your wife. Tell her you want that thing nice and shiny, if you know what I mean. Hell, I've actually shaved 2 days in a row because of it. So, you know, I was kind of looking forward to getting like an electric razor. I'm not much of an electric razor type of guy. I'm kind of a blade guy. You know, Adam Curry's got the cruncher or a folder scruncher or folder. Are you a razor or an electric guy? That's my question. So, you know, email me, chris200@gmail.com. Are you a razor or an electric shaver? We want to know all seven of you, okay? I'm thinking, Zilla, you are probably an electric guy, okay? Could be wrong. I could be wrong. It's kind of deceiving, but I think you are an electric guy. There's a lot more electric guys out there than you probably realize. And like I said, I never really got into electric stuff. They always made my skin feel a little funny. I kind of like getting in there with the Barbasol. I'm kind of a Barbasol guy. There for a while, I used some of those fruity, you know, feminine flavored gels or creams, and burned out on. I'm kind of like green Barbasol guy. I don't know if that's mint flavored or what that is. I'll use the red, you know. There's nothing wrong with the red, but you know, where I buy my Barbasol, they didn't have any of the red. So I had to buy the green. So well, folks, I am going to have to wrap this one up here. I am about to work now, and I need to wrap this shit up, get into work, do a double duke, and get the databases fired up, see what's out there. I got to do some work out on the floor today, see what I can do, and I guess we will catch you later. I don't know if I'll do another one this week, but hey, thanks for checking in. This is Audio On Demand, Chris 200. Drop me a line at chris200@gmail.com or go to the Wonder Hit One site and leave me a comment. I believe you have to register now because some motherfucker keeps trying to spam my comments. So I gotta go. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Did you like it? Was it good? You can get this podcast and more over at thefreaknetwork.com.